Shalom abrachu of the Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadi Hey. Today's daf discusses the makor that Israel pays for captivity as well. We discuss what the makor that Israel is chayav to pay for Geneva and Aveda. We discuss Baila Vimoi. What happens if the Shomer is Pashea, but Baila is with him? What happens, and what are the Gedorim of Baila Vimoi? We begin delving into the borrower. Ashayel pays for everything. Now the Gemara says, okay, everything includes shvura umeis, if it breaks, if it dies. The pasuk says, v'chi yishal ish me'im re'ehu v'nishbar oy meis. There's a makar that it should pay for that. But who says you should pay for shvuya if it gets captured? So first we try to learn it from shvura umeis, because the shvura umeis, which is an oynes. But that's something that you can imagine happening. You have to be careful, right? Anything you're handling, you handle with care. But with captivity, that's not even something you think about. That's like a crazy oneness. Of course, you should. Who says that we are to expect you to be prepared for our captivity? So you can't learn it out from Shvura Omeis. So the second one we try learning from Shvura Omeis of a Shomer Sachar. Because over there, Torah packages captivity with Shvura Meis. So too, we'll package it together with Shvura Meis. We'll throw in captivity as well. It's one and the same. Problem is that you're trying to learn from Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is Potter. Shail is going to be Chayiv. So you're sort of learning it backwards. It's the opposite here. So rather, the third answer is like Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson tells us in a Braisa that the Pasuk says Oi when it comes to the Shoyel. That includes captivity. We need Oi for something else. We need it for a Chiluk, to divide the Pasuk. Because I might have thought that you would only be chayav if it breaks and it dies. The oi tells me, no, either breaking or having it die is still going to be mechayav you. So how could you use oi for shvuya? You know, this is answering l'shitas Rabbi Yonasan, but what do we do with Rabbi Yoshia? Rabbi Yonasan doesn't need a chiluk. According to Rabbi Yoshia, we have a braisa. The pasuk says, Ish asher yikalas oveves imoi. How do I know that a person isn't chayav for a klala unless he curses both his father and mother? That's what the pasuk says, Oviv v'imoy kilel, which is the order of Oviv first or then Imoy first, to tell you that it doesn't matter which one, it doesn't matter either one. That's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan says, you don't need oi to be mechalik. The pasuk itself insinuates that you'll be chayav for cursing one or either one, unless the pasuk specifically says yachdov. So what does Rabbi Yoshia do over here? By the shayel? Even Rabbi Yoshi would say that by the shoyel, you don't need the oi to be mechalik, because it's a svara. What's the difference between killing the entire animal or having it broken, being partially killed? Either way, the shoyel should be chayiv. A full kill and a half kill, the same thing. That's logic. You don't need a drasha. Now the Gemara asks, who says that a shoyel has to pay for geneva and aveda? You want to learn out from Shvura Mesa? Shvura Mesa is different. There's nothing you could do once it breaks or dies. Geneva and Veda, you can chase after it. You could find it. Elamai, we learn from a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Menishbar oy meis. And the Braisa darshins. That just tells me Shvura meis. I don't know Geneva and Veda. That's a kalm v'choymer. If a shoymer socher is potter from Shvura meis, then he's chayiv b'geneva v'aveda. A shoyl, which is chayiv in Shvura meis, kalm v'choymer is going to be chayiv b'geneva v'aveda. And the Gemara says this is an irrefutable kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, really? Irrefutable. Kal v'chomer is a logical thing. So there are different levels. You can make your own kal v'chomer without a Rebbe. At least the Amoraim could. This level of kal v'chomer is ein loy tshuva. Really? Hold on a second. You could still slug it out by saying that a shomer socher is different because it pays kefil. When a shomer socher says that I had bandits coming and they stole it. Okay, it was an oinus on Potter. And then if they find out he was lying, he has to pay kefil. The Gemara says, even so, shoyel is still more chomer than a shomer socher, even though he'll never have to pay kefil, but he always has to pay. Always paying keren is worse than sometimes, if he lies, paying kefil. Alternatively, we can answer that lets the mezuim count as a gazlan, so the taka wouldn't be any kefil by shomer socher. The Gemara says, okay, that's the makar where the shel bichayev. How do I know that Bailav Imoy would patter? You want to try to learn that out from Shvura Mesa, but Shvura Mesa is an oines. Elamai, we're going to learn out from Shomer Socher. Where do we know that Shomer Socher is patter with Bailav Imoy? That we learn out from the chiyuvim of Shomer Socher. We learn those out from the chiyuvim of Eshoel. Eshoel, we have the Bailav Imoy pasuk, so we learn from there to Shomer Socher. He'll be patter there too. How do we learn it out? Through what medium of limud? Is it a mamatzinu that you could slug up? Because, like we said before, Tvura Meis is an oinus. But look, we chayev from an oinus. Granted, that's when there aren't bailim, but you're trying to learn out, you're only trying to learn out the bailim case. But it's incomparable. Elamai, we learn it out from the pasuk, v'chi yishal. That extra vav v'chi adds on. It's connecting to the last subject, a.k.a. the Shomer Socher. So you can learn the Shomer Socher from this case of Shoyal. They're back-to-back, and the Vov connects them. Gemara says, you still can't learn out Shoyal from Shomer Socher, because a Shomer Socher is potter in Shvura Meis, and a Shoyal is going to be chayiv in Shvura Meis. Gemara says, okay, so taka, gneva veda by Shoyal, how do you know that you're chayiv? We learn out from Shomer Socher. Now, you can't learn out more than what you're learning out from. That's dayoi. Dayoi levi menadin liyoiz kenidoin. And by geneva veda v'shem yersochar, if the bailam are there, you'll be potter. So geneva veda by yashayel, also, you'll be potter if the bailam are there. Hako, good answer. But only according to the man that holds dayoi. What about the other man do amar? So for him, we have a pasuk, v'chiyashal, and you have that extra vov to connect the first inyan of shem yersochar to the second of Shomer of Ashayel. Now the Gemara asks, what happens if the owner was Pashea with the Bailam there? Now the Bailam there is a Pator, but if he's Pashea, he should be Chayev. Here's a machlekas of Acha and Ravina. One says Chayev, one says Pater. The one Mandamar who says that he's Chayev, he holds. The Pasuk of Bala Imoy teaches us, going on the Shomer right before it, but not the Shomer two times before it. So in Baal of Imoy, it's going on Shomer Chinom. The Baal of Imoy Heter doesn't go on Shomer Chinom, and Pshia also doesn't go on Shomer Sachar and Shoyal. They'll be Chayev for Pshia. So we could have a Kavach Chomer for Shomer Sachar and Shoyal to be Mechayev them, the Kavach Chomer from Shomer Chinom, but to patter them with Baal of Imoy, that you can't do for Shomer Socher and Shoyal. Pashel b'chayev. Why? Because when it says Baal Avimoy, v'yishalein, that's going on the Shoyal and the Shomer Socher. We only darish in the Petor one pasuk back, not two. So when the Shoyal is Pashel, he's still going to be chayev. Baal Avimoy is only going to apply exactly where it is written. And the one pasuk before it. The one Shomer before it. Not on the Shoyal. Or the Shomer Socher. Now, the man that holds that he's going to be potter, he holds that the pasuk could even be going on two Shomerim written before it. So, Baal Avimoy will even apply to the Shomer Chino. Now, the Mishnah is, there's a Mishnah that says that if someone borrows a cow, and in the meantime, he's busy lending to the owners. So, the owner is, you have a case of Baal Avimoy, or renting for that matter. You have the heter, Baal Avimoy. Even if we had Baal Avimoy before he became a Shoyal, he would still be Potter. However, none of this was talking about Shoyal Mechinam. This is our proof that there's no Petor of Pshia. Pshia doesn't Potter Bailim. The Gemara says, hold on a second, that's not a Raya. It doesn't say about Shoyal Sachar either. So we try another proof. Maybe that was just listing the times where we have Baal Ima Beferish. The Torah says a Beferish by Shoyal. The Bryce wasn't just giving examples that weren't explicit. Second proof we try, that if someone, we learned, and there's a Tesefta, that if someone borrows and he, the Baal of his Imoy, he's lending at the same time, renting at the same time. Even if the owner of this item that's been borrowing is doing Malacha somewhere else, if it dies on Potter, we're assuming that this is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Shomer Socher has the din of a Shomer, that a Socher has the din of a Shomer Socher, renter has the din of a Shomer Socher. So this Brisa is Taka mentioned in cases which is a Drasha too, not just Shoyal, which is Beferish in the Pasuk, and it doesn't say Shem Rechinam. You see that Pshio is not a heter, even with Baal Avimai. He won't be off the hook with Baal Avimai if he's Pashaya. But the Gemara says, no, that wasn't Rabbi Yehuda, that was Rabbi Meir. He says that a Shecher is not a Shem Rechinam, it's a Shem Rechinam. He was saying, Shem Rechinam is going to be Pater Kavachaymer. Second answer is the way Rabbi Bar Avuah switched around the shitas. Actually, Rav Yehuda is one that holds Shem Rechinam, Rav Meir is one that says Shem Sachar. Moving on, Rav Amnuna says that a person is always chayiv, even with the Baal being there, unless the owner is mamish on the plow. If it's his donkey, he's walking with the donkey. And the owner has to be there at the time that it broke. Otherwise, Baal Avimai is not a heter. See that he applies Baal Avimai to everything. The problem is that Rava asks, we learned that in the case of Baal Avimai with a borrower, or a renter for that matter, we learned that even if though the owner is doing the malacha somewhere else, if it dies, he's going to be potter, even if the owner isn't there. But he's out there doing some other job, and I'm potter, that still counts as Baal Avimai. No, says Gemara, he's doing this malacha. So why does it say Makam Acher, that he's somewhere else? It means that he's walking right in front of the animal. He's not in the place of the plow. He's walking in front, softening the ground, and then the cow is coming and plowing the softened ground. He's still in the vicinity. He's still doing the same plowing as his plow, as his animal. The Gemara says, no, the Reisha has to be Malach Acheres, because look at the Seifa. The Seifa was the case of a borrower with Baal Avimai. That was a case where the Baal Avimai wasn't at the same time, so he didn't have that heter. And we said that even if the animal is riding on top, if the owner is on top of the animal, if it dies there, he's still going to be chayiv. Ashma, that the first case, the owner wasn't al-gabe the animal. Gemara says, look, it doesn't have to be that the ratio was a totally separate malacha and the sefer was the exact same malacha. The ratio and sefer could both be where the owner is doing the same malacha as his item. The Reisha and the Seifa pick those cases to include something. The Reisha is saying that more things are potter, even if the owner isn't on the animal, so you'll still be potter. The Seifa is adding that even if his mom is sitting on top of the animal, if the Baal Avimai wasn't set up properly, it wasn't Baal Avimai at the time of the borrowing, he's going to be chayev. So we picked extreme cases in either direction to show how far the Ptur and the Chiyuv will go, but both of them were Oisim Alacha. The Gemara says, hold on. If you want to tell me that the ratio was where the owner was doing a different malacha and the seifa was where he was doing the same malacha, fine, that would be including. But if you're going to tell me the ratio and the seifa are both doing the same, where the owner is involved in the same malacha as the item that you're borrowing, then how are you expanding it in the seifa? They're both the same malacha when the owner is doing the same malacha. That's the difference if he's leading the animal or softening the ground in front of the animal. There's your disproof. We also have a braisa, which darshins from the pasuk and Baal Avimai lo yishalem. Well, of course, if the owner is not here, I have to pay. I just borrowed this thing and broke it. Now, the Baal Avimai in the pasuk tells me that as long as the owner was there, that you had Baal Avimai at the time that you borrowed the item, you'll be potter, even though you didn't have Baal Avimai at the time that it broke. We disprove this, raya. We have another braisa that says, why does the pasuk need to tell me that if the Baalim aren't here, I have to pay? Isn't that obvious? And this braisa flips it. If the Baal is right here, why would I have to pay? What's the pasuk telling me? And Baal Avimai lo yishalem tells me that if the borrower had it in the hands of the owners for even a moment, if it dies, he's potter. This is a double slam dunk to Yuvta on Rav Amnuna, and both as halachas. First of all, we slugged up that the owner has to be doing the exact same work at the time that he dies. Not true. And not only doesn't have to be there, he doesn't have to be there at the same time. We don't have to have a Baal Avimai at the Zman of the damage. Now, Baal, like Rav Yoshia, he answered up the Psukim like Rav Yoshia. Rava, he had like a B'yayinasan, and he understood the Psukim like a B'yayinasan. Let's see what this means. Abaye, like Rabbi Yeshua, and you understood the Pesukim like Rabbi Yeshua in that. When it says, Baal of Ein Imai, Shalem Yishalem. Remember, Rabbi Yeshua was the one that said that you need a chiluk. You don't assume, You assume things are bundled together unless they're divided. You need a vav. You don't assume divided unless there's a yichud, like Rabbi Yonasan. So the pasuk says that if the owner is not there, you have to pay. You only have to pay if the bialim weren't by either one. If the bialim were by even one tzad, you'll be potter. Aye, when the pasuk says in bialim imoy lo yishalem, it's meduyik the opposite. That if he is by either one, you do have to pay. Shas she'ilo, or the shas shavura, the time that he borrowed it, or the time that it actually broke. So this drasha he learns is just coming to teach us that if he's there at the time, if you have bialim imoy when he borrowed it, he doesn't need to be there b'shas shavura mesa. Shavura mesa doesn't potter him from being there b'shas she'ilo. He says that the ikur zman of bialim imoy is at the moment that the she'ilo kicks off. If at that moment the guy who's borrowing it is also lending or renting to the owner, then you have bialim imoy, even if he didn't show up later at the time of the shavura mesa. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.